Victor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I want to say thank you, God, for everything. Special thanks goes to Mr. Emmanuel Amunike. Without him, I don't think I'll be standing in front of you guys. I don't think I'll be standing in front of you guys holding one of the most prestigious awards in world football. It's a dream come true for me. I want to thank everyone that have seen me through life's journey in achieving my dreams, in achieving my goals. I appreciate Nigerians for their support. I appreciate Africa for putting me on the map, for encouraging me, for defending me, regardless of my shortcomings. Thank you so much. I also thank Emmanuel Adebayo for his encouragement. Solomon Kalu, I appreciate you. Every African legend that I've looked up to while growing up, that have inspired me. Can't forget DJ Drogba, my role model. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Yes, that was Victor Osimhen's acceptance speech after being awarded or being recognized, yes, as the CAF African, CAF player of the year. There's no need to put African. CAF is there. Welcome to yet another episode of the First X Minute Podcast. My name, of course, you know my name already. You know where to find me on Twitter, PAPI_TheGreat. And just a few hours ago, Victor Osimhen of Napoli, of Nigeria, was voted for recognized as the best player, best football player on the continent. Or is it in the continent? Should be on the continent. And it's a testament to how wild a year the striker had for Napoli and also for Nigeria. More publicly for Napoli because of what he achieved with Luciano Spalletti in terms of breaking the over 3-decade-old trophy drought. Yes, title drought for the Neapolitans, and helping bring them back to glory days they've not seen since the era of Diego Armando Maradona. And did broke all records. I think he came second when it comes to the rankings of the best players in Serie A last season. He was pipped by none other than Kvaratskhelia, and this, of course, there was a lot of uproar. Then Nigerians came out and said, "Oh, it's unfair, this, that, and everything." And considering contributions, it was hard to see how Osimhen would have been ranked ahead of the Georgian Kvaratskhelia. Seems Kvaratskhelia, who seems to have faded away. Maybe he's having a slow start. He's having a slow start to his second season at Napoli. But back to Victor Osimhen, of course, few hours before the awards were announced, there was a lot of uproar on Twitter about he said what, who said what, when, where, and why, with a lot of video evidence. So there wasn't too much explanation. I mean, there was video evidence about what Emmanuel Amunike said, and how he should or shouldn't have said what he said about the player he felt should win the award out of the final three. Remember, the final three was, or the final shortlist was, or comprised of Victor Osimhen of Napoli, Ashraf Hakimi of PSG, and Mohamed Salah of Egypt. Earlier, of course, same day, the Algerian FA had announced that they were not happy with how Riyad Mahrez was omitted from the final shortlist, despite, you know, his treble winning season with Manchester City and the likes, and they had threatened to boycott the award. So it was a day, of course, that had a lot of drama as build up to the award, which Victor Osimhen eventually won. Of course, there was also the case of Asisat Oshoala being awarded as the best women's footballer on the continent. But I think that the Victor one kicked up a lot of noise, especially in this part of the world, Nigeria, because of how Nigerians reacted to what a fellow Nigerian said about the prospect, or should I say his opinion about who should win, considering that a Nigerian is also in the running. And it birthed a lot of questions about nationalism. It birthed a lot of questions about my opinion versus your opinion. And it birthed a lot of questions about football debating what is right and what is not. And to an extent, I think that this is also another aspect of football where a lot of people can make money from, although I don't think I want to focus on making on the money making aspect today. However, I think that a lot of people came out and they said, oh, look what Emenike has done, has said, and castigated him, threw stones at him. You, this guy was under you for a while, you helped him, you were an integral part of his success story, and now that he is at, well, let me not say he's at his peak, because he's still growing, it can get better for him, especially if he moves away from the Serie A and goes to, say, the La Liga or the Premier League, then I think Victor will really blow up. So he's not there, but he's getting there. And Amunike was one of the, you know, major stepping stones for Victor as he climbed through the ranks and he neared the zenith of his career. And of course, fans came out and said, look, you were an integral part of this guy's success story. That kind of question, even if you have a different opinion that does not look like it will favor Victor, you should be diplomatic, you know, political correctedness, and say, just say Victor Osimhen should win it. I think in that video there were a lot of they were asking a lot of legends, Hadji Diouf, I think Adebayo also was in the clip, and they were mentioning the players who they think will win it. That was just a few hours before the winner was finally announced, and there was a lot of talk about how it should have been more diplomatic, how it should have employed political correctedness and not just come out straight like that, which now led to the dragging him, and then conspiracy theories about how he's trying to attract attention to himself because he wants to coach the Super Eagles. And you know, the football Twitter, especially Nigeria, the Nigerian department, let me put it that way, went wild, went ballistic, and you know, everybody was waiting. Victor Osimhen finally won it, and you know, everybody was like, no, Amunike is bad blood, Amunike is bad energy, and all of that. And yeah, maybe he's bad blood, maybe he's bad energy. However, like I read in, I think it's an Athletic article, I think it says, and I quote, football, when something happens in football, it's usually not just because of one thing. It's the accumulation of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other things happening at different times. And then it just, they come together, produce one result, and you feel that result is just because of one thing. No, it's because of various things happening at various times. Now, for me, I think that yes, it should have been, you know, the more diplomatic, especially if he still has ambitions to do anything in or around Nigerian Football Federation, whether as a coach, whether as a tactical advisor, as the case may be. However, he is also entitled to his opinion, because in the grand scheme of things, when we talk about opinions, one of the most opinionated things in football are words. It's so opinionated. I mean, why is Ashraf Hakimi making it? Yeah, World Cup. Yeah, maybe World Cup and all of that. Board of Salah ahead of Salah ahead of what's the Algerian guy again? His name, I just mentioned it now. Riyad Mahrez, yes. How do we rank these things? And notice, Ashraf Hakimi is probably the only defender that made the final three. Salah, striker, goal scorer. Osimhen, striker, goal scorer. And I mean, was Ashraf Hakimi really the best player that Morocco had at the World Cup? If we are using the World Cup as a yardstick for putting Ashraf Hakimi in the final three. So there's plenty to consider when it comes to the idea of awards. A lot is happening at the same time. So yes, he could have been more diplomatic, but yes, I know we're in an era where information moves very fast and it gets crazier all the times. Things move with the speed of light, you know, and things can just go ballistic in the space of an hour, like it did with the reaction to Amunike's video. However, he's entitled to his opinion. He's entitled, just like you are also entitled to a counter opinion. However, a counter opinion should not be derogatory. A counter opinion should not talk down another person's opinion, because it turns into a shouting match and nobody actually makes sense. And the shouting match over our words, football, our words. We saw what happened with France football's Ballon d'Or. Yeah, Messi fans will be happy. But in truth, who won the Premier League? Who won the Champions League? Who won the treble? Who won multiple awards? Okay, we're saying it's the World Cup. Who won all of the trophies I mentioned earlier, including the World Cup? Did he even make it to the top three? I don't think so. I think it was the top three of Messi, Haaland, and I think Kevin De Bruyne. I'm not sure now, Rodri. So the guy didn't even make it to the top three. I think he made it to the top 10, though. So this awards thing, really not that straightforward enough to have a definiteness on. As such, what is good for the goals would not necessarily be good for the gander. So the way you see it is not the same way another person will see it. That is why you are entitled to your opinion or counter opinion as well as any other person, because this awards, the criteria keeps changing every day. We don't know why. Well, yeah, Messi won the World Cup, but Alvarez won the World Cup also, including the treble. Oh, you're saying contributions and all of that. Alvarez contributed across board in this competition, scored in the World Cup, scored in the Premier League, scored in the Champions League, scored, kept scoring and scoring and scoring. Yet he didn't make the final three. So this is not even the time where we go back to the age-old question of what exactly are the criteria, or is the criteria for winning an award in football. This is the time to say congratulations to Victor Osimhen. He had one hell of a season. He had one hell of a year, and it will only get better for him with the way he plays. It will only get bigger. It will only get brighter. Point number two: every football fan has is entitled to an opinion. That's what makes it one of the most popular sports. You say something about a number or a statistics or a football game that you watched. I also watched the same game, but I saw something else. So that's where we can have a debate. the debate that goes online, goes on for hours on end, makes a certain game, a certain character, a certain goal, a certain refereeing decision trend on social media platforms like Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. That's what the debate, the conversation, the 2 hour, 3 hour podcast episodes, Twitter spaces, Instagram live sessions, TikTok live sessions about refereeing decisions is what makes this game one of the most popular in the world, one of the most followed in the world, one of the most anticipated in the world. So trying to say one opinion is more important than the other, I don't think so. I don't think so. Everybody starts from zero when it comes to there are some people that are influencers, but being an influencer doesn't make your opinion more important than another person's opinion. I don't think so. Of course, your opinion as an influencer of course can make or draw brands nearer to you or chase them further away for you, which kind of, like, let me see, measures importance. However, which leads me to the next point, counter opinions should not be derogatory. I don't think so. Because I was thinking randomly today, and I think I'm going to record another podcast episode about this. I think football is largely split into four categories: football tactics, football media, football marketing, and football health. If you think of any other thing, it goes into that four. Most of the things, the stadium itself, I think the structure of the stadium itself is mostly marketing, Or you can say maybe real estate, add five or something, but majorly there's four. But everybody will not see it the same way I see it. I will not see a tactical guy will not see marketing the same way I see marketing. I may not necessarily see as deep as a tactical will say it. That's what makes the game beautiful. So for everything Emmanuel Menike said, is he entitled to his opinion? One opinion is not more important than the other. A counter opinion should not be derogatory. And for the opting time, is diplomacy important? You bet it is. But at the same time, some things just happen, and that's why it's football. You never know what's coming next. This is where we wrap it up on this CAF awarding episode of the first X Minutes podcast. Please remember to leave a rating wherever you get your podcast episodes from. Santa Claus is in town. You know what it is with December. Very, very strange score lines. Arsenal losing to Aston Villa. City drawing a lot of games before winning at Luton. Inter Milan is the best thing since sliced bread now, and Girona at the top of the La Liga standings, not forgetting Bayern Munich losing and Bayer Leverkusen drawing. Man, I pity the punters though. Bookies cashing out like hell. We'll be coming your way more often before the year runs out, because there's a lot to talk about, including teams playing as many as 7 for Manchester City, 9 games this month of December. Would that take its toll on how they perform next year? Would that take its toll on the intensity of the games? May not necessarily be so for Everton, who have won, I think, their last 2 or 3 games and recorded clean sheets. Or did I forget? Bournemouth recording a clean sheet against Manchester United. It's all happening in December. Santa Claus is definitely in town. Whatever you'll be doing in the days leading to Christmas, in the festive period that is just ahead of us, I hope you stay safe, and I hope you make things profitable for yourself. Most importantly, I hope you make the most use of your time, because while life is incredibly long, you remember, right? Life is also incredibly short. I'll catch you in the next episode of the podcast. Until then, cheers, my friends. Stay safe. Bye for now.